to look for any advantage we can find when we're crafting a DFS lineup. For the DraftKings 1 p.m. Eastern slate, I think it's 8 games. One of the advantages that we have is DeAndre Swift's late in the week, basically inactive designation, making rookie Kyle Manunge the starter. Rashawn Johnson is also hurt. Manunge could get easily 15-plus touches. There's risk, obviously, but the advantage is because DraftKings set up all the salaries when it looked like Swift would quite possibly play. The rookie has a $4,600 price tag, which is ultra cheap for a starter. That rarely happens. When it does, it is usually these kinds of situations where someone ascends to the starter role when there was no sign that that would happen back on Wednesday. The lineup I've put together, 50-50, and I think it could also work for tournament play, starts with Jackson Dart, largely because he's only 5,200. Largely because he is a run-heavy quarterback, or at least run-friendly quarterback. He gets you that great floor where he can put together 15, 16 fantasy points, even if he's having an off game in passing. I'm fine with that in a 50-50. I thought about spending a good amount more, maybe 25, 30% more to get Justin Herbert, but you never know. I think Dart could get 20 points almost as easily as Herbert could, and so I'm going cheaper. My running backs are Manunge and Kamani Vidal. I thought about going Christian McCaffrey, very expensive. Briefly thought about Jonathan Taylor, very, very expensive. My thinking is, given the price points, Vidal and Manunge, if they get a combined 25 points, which seems pretty easy given the fact that they both have very favorable matchups, even though both are on the road, incredibly favorable, easier run defenses than most running backs are going to see all season. That 25 points between the two is incredibly realistic, and 35 is quite possible if they get enough attention. Vidal, the proven commodity at this point after several weeks. Manunge, we'll see. But I like that pairing. That leaves a lot of salary cap space to have some fun at wide receiver. Ja'Marr Chase and Amon-Ra St. Brown. I realize as of this recording, late Saturday night, that Joe Flacco is questionable. He's expected to play unless there's a setback. Who knows how effective he'll be? I'm not overly concerned, given all the wide receivers out there. Ja'Marr Chase, as expensive as he is, I think he's like 8,800 or something. You know, if he gets me 18 points, it's probably fine if I can get the, you know, the quality I'm expecting from the other guys. So I'm going to go for it because Chase's ceiling is so high. I don't want to be left out. If Chase goes off and 20, 30% of my competitors have started Chase, there's no way I can win at that point. So it's kind of a hedge against those who I think will do the same. I've also got the very expensive, almost as expensive, Amon-Ra St. Brown. I want to think that Jameson Williams, the squeaky wheel, is going to get more attention against Minnesota, but the reality is St. Brown has one of the highest floors of any starting wide receiver of the last several years. He is almost automatic for double-digit fantasy points, and he's a great bet for 18-plus. My third wide receiver is another number one. Notice I like going number ones. You generally get better ceiling with number ones, and so it's worth it to spend an extra 10-20% of your budget just to get those number one wide receivers. DK Metcalf is pretty cheap. I think it's like 5,400 or 5,200 or something. I just looked at it, 5,500. And he's been averaging about 15, 16 fantasy points. I like the fact that Aaron Rodgers probably will need to throw against the Colts a little more than usual. We'll see what happens. I think that game could be higher scoring than expected. And Metcalf is somebody who clearly is the top target for Rodgers. At the flex, I thought about this a lot. There's a lot of solid, cheap wide receivers you can go with. I'm going with Juwan Jennings. He is seemingly more healthy than ever, at least this year. He's only 4,300. He is the presumptive number one wide receiver when healthy. And I like that he's had 7 targets in each of the last 2 games. That is promising to me because it demonstrates confirmed commitment to Jennings as, if not the number one, then a co-number one in that offense. And he's facing Giants pass defense. It's very beatable. So for cheapness, I like it. T.J. Hockenson is the tight end. There's a lot of reasons to go more expensive at tight end. There's a lot of reasons to go with maybe Theo Johnson for the Giants at a comparable price. I think Theo Johnson's maybe $3,500. Hockenson is $3,400. That's as cheap as Hockenson has been maybe ever in GFS. It's certainly the cheapest he's been this year, and I've confirmed that before I pressed record. I don't think he's been cheaper at any time in his career. This is the low point for him, and he's got J.J. McCarthy coming back in. That is not necessarily a good sign, but the fact is Carson Wentz wasn't really getting it done with him. Hockenson was not getting the yardage he is accustomed to. I don't think he's broken 50 all season. Minnesota's going to have to keep throwing, I think, in this one. I think Detroit's going to put a lot of pressure on them with Detroit's offense, and I think Hockenson's going to have to get 7-plus targets for Minnesota to have a chance. And that's why I like him in that spot. And finally, with the remaining salary, I think I only have like 4,000 left or something. I'm spending it all on the Packers defense. It seems to make the most sense to me. I could go cheaper. I don't like spending a lot on defenses. The Packers are not invincible by any stretch. But the reality is they have the right matchup. There's not a lot of cheaper options that I'm confident can get me double-digit points. So again, this is good for 50-50. I think it's good for tournament play. There's a good combination of proven 30-plus point upside guys and some cheaper, decent upside guys, which hopefully will come together and get you at least in the top half of 50-50. I'm BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog. Email me anytime. Good luck with all of your players you've got going today, DFS and Fantasy Regular Leagues. We'll see you tomorrow.